Welcome back to it. Good to have you here on a Wednesday. Halfway home already, believe it or not. By the way, if you want to keep up with what we're doing here, no problem. Go to stevegruber.com. You can drop me a note. If you want to weigh in on Jeffrey Ford, I got a couple of comments already. Like, what in the world just happened here? Well, it shook up the Matrix. You know, everything that went on. The simulation that's happening around you was shook up by Jeffrey Ford. I don't know. SteveGruber.com. You can drop me a note. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well, which is the same as Facebook. Part of the big Zuckerberg war, by the way. If you missed that off the top of the show, Mark Zuckerberg says he, in effect, would go to war with Elizabeth Warren if he needed to. He would go to war with Elizabeth Warren if he needed to protect his company. He would go to the mat. He calls her an existential threat to Facebook. Does right. It's a tape that was released. A tape that was released unauthorized. Came out on a website called The Verge. Is that right? Yeah, The Verge is what it's called. In fact, I'd like to play that for you. I'd like to play Mark Zuckerberg in case you missed it back at the top of hour number one. It's bite number six, saying he will fight with massive resources and go to the mat if Elizabeth Warren is elected president. Bite six. Go.
Like Elizabeth Warren, who thinks that the right answer is to break up the companies, if she gets elected president, then I would bet that we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we will win the legal challenge. Does that still suck for us? Yeah, I mean, I don't have to, have a major lawsuit against our own government. I mean, that's not like the position that you want to be in when you're, it's like we care about our country and like want to work with our government to do good things. And but look, at the end of the day, if someone's going to try to threaten something that existential, you go to the mat and you fight.
You go to the mat and you fight. By the way, the markets were down yesterday. Manufacturing numbers, the weakest they've been in a decade, according to numbers released. Manufacturing numbers down. The president tweeting that that's the fault of the Fed. The Fed, Jerome Powell getting the blame here from the president, saying that the dollar is too strong, meaning that manufacturing is being scaled back because manufacturers with a dollar that strong can't sell their product overseas and make any money, which creates a big problem for manufacturers. And so manufacturing being scaled back. Joining me now is Stephen Moore, former Trump economic advisor, to talk more about that. Stephen, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm good, Steve. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here. So what about the manufacturing numbers? And then I'll get back to Zuckerberg saying he'll take Elizabeth Warren on, basically in a fist fight, if you will. he said he'd go to the mat with her. I mean, no joke, right?
Well, look, on the manufacturing numbers, they're weak. There's no doubt about it. Although the industrial production numbers that came out a few weeks ago were better than these latest numbers. So we're getting a little bit of mixed signals. But I think it's, a lot of this is, related to the, trade disputes between the U.S. and China. It really speaks for why it's so important we get a good trade deal with China. And I think that a lot of companies, especially industrial producers, are holding back because of the uncertainty about what's going to happen with China. And it's just, this is collateral damage. I happen to think Trump is fighting the right fight against China. I mean, we're in an abusive trade relationship, but it has slowed down some sectors of the economy. But by the way, incomes of workers, I just reported on Monday in the Wall Street Journal that the average family is up $4,000 in income since Trump came into office. That's a gigantic increase. So
that's a big increase, but how long can you hang on to the trade war? I mean, how long until it becomes a real problem?
Look, every week that it goes on, it hurts both economies. Trump used to tell me that, if we can't trade with China, weak knees, if they can't trade with us, they catch pneumonia. That's true. I mean, their economy's been hammered, really hammered by these tariffs. I just hope, the problem is the ball is in their court. They have to make concessions. We can't go on with a relationship where they're cheating, they're stealing, they're violating all international trade, laws and so on. I mean, it has to stop, and I'm glad we have a president who's standing up to China. But, in the short term, this is causing some pain. I don't see a recession. I see a slowdown. We were growing at 3%. Now we're down to about 2.
Right, right.
And so, that's not a bad number. I want 3 to 4%. Trump does, too. And I do think we get that once we get a trade deal. But, you're asking me when we're going to get this deal. I don't know. You're asking me what these, communist leaders in Beijing are going to do, and it's hard to predict.
Okay, I've only got about 2 minutes for this last thing, but I wanted to touch on it because I've stood at a closed uranium miner right near it in Montana, southern Montana, that was closed in 1982 by President Ronald Reagan. You say we have a need to start producing uranium domestically again. It's critical. Tell me why.
Because, we need uranium for our nuclear power plants. We need uranium for our military, our weapon systems. This is an increasing existential threat that we're importing more. You're not going to believe this. We're getting more and more of our imports. You know what country they're coming from?
China.
No, not China. Well, some of it is coming from China. But an even bigger percentage is coming from Russia.
Yeah, there you go.
Russia? Do we really want to, rely on Russia for our nuclear power plants and our nuclear weapons? I mean, that's a dangerous situation. We have more. We're talking about Montana. You have states like Montana, Colorado, Wyoming, North Dakota that are so rich with these resources. We should be using our own minerals and metals, not to being dependent on countries like Russia. And by the way, you're right. Even China is getting into the game. By the way, it's hard to, develop these mines because in the United States because of very strict environmental rules.
Right.
And now we get the mines from Russia and China. Do you think they have strict environmental rules?
I'm guessing they're a little more lax, Stephen. Exactly. I'm going to guess they're not quite as strict. As I tell people, I've traveled a lot. I know you have as well. America is the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation in the world, bar none. Anyhow, we got to run. Stephen Moore, always appreciate the input. We'll talk more about this next time. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. Take care.
There you have it. Stephen Moore, former Trump economic advisor and senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Yes, I've stood at these places where there were thriving communities that don't exist anymore. They're ghost towns. They're modern-day ghost towns because the uranium mines were closed in America. Maybe it's time to reopen. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
Heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. If you cause an accident, they could take everything you own. Never before have Michigan drivers had to consider this, but with the new law, there's no limit to your liability. Tell your elected officials to go back and fix what they've done. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.